Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Amani Talks podcast. One thing about it, we have a special guest today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone.
I'm gonna get comfy here.
I'm Gotti. I'm a makeup artist and entrepreneur.
An amazing makeup artist. I think I've been following you longer than you've been following me.
Really?
I think so.
Probably
so. I was
so.
Like, damn, because I used to really be, people don't know this about me, but I got my start on just like, you know, social media, everything, doing YouTube tutorials, like makeup and wig tutorials.
Yeah.
When I was living with my mom, like in New York, like in my bedroom, I started off like doing like affordable makeup, and then I transitioned into like wigs, and then I got to Atlanta and then like did more hair stuff. And I just feel like I've lived like 1,000 lives on social media, like seriously. But yeah, that's how I got my start. So I've always been super interested in people that like do it for a living. Yeah. And you do it really well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
How long have you lived in Atlanta?
So I've been here about 3 years. You know, I'm from New Orleans originally. So I've been here about 3 years. It's been fun. I love Atlanta.
Yeah.
I love Atlanta.
Why do you love Atlanta?
Atlanta is just tea. Like, okay, so I'm from New Orleans and it's more of a slower pace type of city.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, we're a city too, but coming to a place like Atlanta and, you know, visiting different places, it's really slow. So it just wasn't my steed.
Okay.
Yeah, so Atlanta is like...
You was like, I gotta get the fuck up out of here.
I had to go.
You had to get the fuck
out. I had to go.
I get it. Because that's how I was in New York. Like, I wasn't from New York. Well, I'm not from New York City, but I'm from upstate. And so it's just like, I feel like Atlanta's a good, like, middle pace.
Yeah.
It's not like... fast, but it's not slow by any means.
Right.
It's like perfect. And I moved to Atlanta. I tell everyone that I moved here for the weather and the black people.
Yes.
And you're definitely going to get the black people in Atlanta. Sometimes I'd be like, okay, I've had enough of y'all niggas. Like, I got to go see some white people every now and again. Like, seriously, I feel like everyone in Atlanta, you're going to get the black people. Mm-hmm. But it's always a vibe, maybe too much of a vibe sometimes.
Sometimes, like, I went to a nail shop and they had a hookah and it was just doing a little too much
for me. First of all, okay, can we just talk about how crazy it is to live in Buckhead, right?
Yeah.
Because why is there valet at the nail salons? Why is there hookah when I'm getting a pedicure? Like, it makes like they're getting out of hand. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know if it's the aesthetic. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm in a club everywhere you go.
Get some French toast, it's a DJ, it's ass shaking. You go get your nails done, it's hookah. Mm-hmm. You go to the car wash, you can get a drink. It's like, damn, like, are niggas ever chilling?
No,
they're not. And that's okay. I mean, because that's why people live here. For they really come here for the vibe.
Because sometimes I like it. Like, sometimes I like it. It just depends on the day. But, like, today, I went to a nail shop. I needed to get to the nail shop. And he had, oh, you want hookah? Y'all have hookah here?
Excuse me?
Not I'm
a the
pass.
Hookah flying when the fucking toe dust is in the air. I'm just like, y'all inhaling the hookah smoke and the fucking nail dust? Like, make it make sense. But no, one thing about it, people in Atlanta, they're going to smoke their hookah.
Yes.
They're going to smoke their hookah to the death of them.
Now I love a hookah now.
I like a hookah, but people act like I can't, if it's not hookah in the spot, I'm not going. And I'd be like, is it that serious? Is the
it's
hookah
that
ever
serious.
That serious?
It's not that serious, but I'm not going to lie. Like, depending on how I'm feeling that day, if you're hitting me up like, oh, where we going? Which, you know, you want to come out? I'm like, we going to get a hookah?
Yeah, that's the question. It really be like, okay, what's the food like? And then is there hookah there?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the question you go when you go out. Yes, definitely. Did you see that video that was circulating on TikTok about the girl saying that her friend got herpes from a hookah in Atlanta?
Yes.
I was like, well, first of all, let's just back it up because it wasn't like she got herpes from the hookah.
Right.
Why are you hookahing with people that you don't know? Like, let's get down to it because...
Are y'all sharing tips? Like, what's going on?
Because you know that your breath and the spit and what you ate, and so we get that because you're sharing a hose.
Mm-hmm.
So, low-key, was that your fault? I'm not...
I'm just saying.
I mean, you never know what your friends are doing either. Mm-hmm. So you could have easily have got it from a friend.
Right. Because if you know you're trusting your friends, you think your girl is safe.
But you never
like,
know.
You don't know what people do behind closed doors. They don't tell you everything.
Your friends don't tell you everything. And I'm also like, I understand like not telling your friends everything.
Yeah.
Because I have really close friends who I tell stuff to.
Yeah.
But every single little thing, no.
I learned that the hard way. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to have a set of friends. They can tell you my book from the front to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, I learned it the hard way. When you fall out with friends, a lot of my information got in the street. So that's what... You just have to watch what you say to people, you know?
100%.
You really do. So you can't trust people 100%. You want to, but you really can't.
Not every single time.
Yeah.
Because it's a good thing to be vulnerable with your friends and tell them things. But I never tell everyone every single little thing. My rule of thumb, even with my closest friends, is I don't tell anyone anything that would be detrimental to me if it got out in the streets. Like, if I feel like, oh, I would never want anyone to know this about me, I'm just not going
to
say it.
Taking this to the grave.
Yeah. Like, there are just some things that you can take to the grave, mm-hmm. you know, because there are some things that you're embarrassed or ashamed about. And nowadays, people have no shame.
Not at all.
They'll tell their deepest, darkest secrets to the internet.
They use it to get, you know, famous or they go do, viral.
To go viral, yeah.
But I will say this. I do have a friend that's like, it doesn't even matter about the years, but we're like super, super close. And I tell him, now I don't want to say almost everything, but he knows deep, dark secrets and I still trust him. Like,
yeah.
I will say this, like when my mother and my godmother, they had fallen outs when they were young. Mm-hmm. And even when they had their fallen outs, things were never spread. And I feel like I wish we still had that.
That's with, the way it with a group be. Of people.
Yeah. But seriously. It's just not like that anymore. So
yeah.
I've learned, keep my mouth closed.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, and I hate that for me, but...
I mean, that's just... There's just certain things that you only learn by going through them.
Yeah.
If your mama tell you, if your friends tell you, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, whatever, but that's not me.
Right.
And then it's going to be you. It's like when the girls be like, don't say my man too loud because he going to show you every single time.
Every single
you
time.
You can't say my man too loud. Like, you got to whisper that shit. Like, say it to yourself, but don't say it to nobody else. Because the day after, that nigga going to show you. He going to show you every single time.
Your man, huh?
Getting back to Atlanta. So, okay. So, what was, like, the biggest, like, from New Orleans to Atlanta, the biggest, like, I'm not going to say culture shock because, you know, we're still with black people. But the biggest thing that you were just like, damn, like, this wasn't in New Orleans when you got to Atlanta.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's the wealthiness of black people. Like, you know, the entrepreneurship. Like, how I feel like at least 75% of the black people are out here trying to get to something else. You
they
know what I'm saying?
Bag.
Yeah, so we have that in New Orleans, but it's a very, very small handful of people.
Okay.
And just seeing that inspires me a lot. So when I see, like, you know, it's not even about the cars because people can rent cars. It's not about the chains. It can be fake. But when you do see these type of things from people who are actually getting to the bag, because I don't want to drill on, like, material things. But when I see stuff like that, it does inspire me because it's like, yeah, I want my bags. I
yeah,
want
definitely.
My chains. I
yeah.
want my businesses. I want my houses. I want my cars. So being from New Orleans and you don't see people doing things like that, it's like, can
I
get it?
It's hard to, like, aspire to things that you don't see realistically. And that's why, just like you said, it's not about material things, but it's nice to see it.
Yes.
Because, yeah, like, you don't, it's like, how do I know that I can do that unless I see someone else like me doing it too?
Right.
Like, it makes it like, oh, like, that's attainable because if that nigga doing it, I know I could do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely Atlanta. Like, I feel like the one-upsmanship and just, like, niggas, like, the whole flex culture.
Yeah.
It can be, like, you know,
a little much,
but that's really what motivates people sometimes.
Yeah.
It motivates them to be like, damn, like, let me get on my shit because I want to be like him. I want to be like her, like, for real.
Yes.
That's why, like, mm-hmm. people love, like, Jay Nice and they love, like, who the girl that got the cookbooks? Prima Donna. Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because they're just like, wow, like, she on her shit. Like, I want to get like that too.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved to Atlanta from New York, I immediately got into modeling, but not because I thought I was a great model or anything like that. Mm. I got into it, number one, for the money, but number two was because I knew that I wanted to have a brand.
Yeah.
And that modeling and getting my social media up was going to be the fastest way to do it. And I told the lady that I was, like, you know, going through her agency, I was just like, yeah, like, my goal is not to be, like, a runway model. I was like, my goal is to be, like, I told her, I was like, I want to be like Jay Nice. I was like, I want to get my socials up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build a brand so that whatever I want to do, I already got a little following.
Yep.
Like, people like me.
They trust you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, they know me, mm-hmm. definitely. I think the biggest thing for me when I came to Atlanta, like the biggest like culture shock was really, I'm going to say it, the trick culture. Atlanta invented the trick culture. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't care what nobody says. Someone said that Atlanta has the most sugar daddies. Like, that's like a whole thing here. And immediately moving here, I was just like, damn, like it's real easy to find a trick.
Hmm. I feel like Atlanta and Miami.
Yes, Atlanta. But you know, Atlanta, it's easier for the black girls because, you know, Miami's very white, it's very Latin. So for the black girls, it's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm just like, when girls be like, oh, like, yeah, he's paying my rent, or yeah, he bought me this. And I'm just like, oh, like, you know, good for you. Easy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I was just like, that shit's so easy to find here. Like, mm-hmm. I found a couple already. And I'd just be like, if I wanted that for myself, I could not work anymore. But them niggas be weird. Well, no, they don't be weird. But it just be like, I don't like you enough to really spend enough time with you so that you feel like, you know, yeah, like I don't got the like time. That. Yeah, I don't got the time. Mm-hmm.
Just give me the money.
Just
give me the money. Like,
where's the funds?
That's
like,
what
seriously,
I need.
Like, I don't even want to. If we hang out a couple times a month, okay. But just give me the money. And the tricks down here, if you want to spend time with you and shit, I'll be like, oh my God, like you
can
like
I
me.
See you? FaceTime me and cash at me while you do that.
No, dead ass. The FaceTime should never come without a cash app. Yeah. It should always come simultaneously. Like, don't play with me. You know what I'm here for. Oh my gosh. So, okay, but there's like, it's three levels of it, right? Because you could find a guy that you're just dating and he got some money and he's generous.
Yeah.
And then you find a guy who's like a trick. Like, y'all go out, you know he gonna spend money, like a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then you got a sponsor. Like, somebody who's like financing your life. Like, you don't even know how much your rent is because
sponsor
he...
goes.
That's... I ain't met a sponsor yet.
Sponsor the goals. Like, okay, I have a question. If you did find a sponsor, is that giving like real dating material? Like, hey, he can be super annoying, but yet he wants to sponsor the full life. But is it giving like boyfriend? Is it giving like...
See, that's the thing though, because it's like, if you find a trick or you find a sponsor, are you dating them?
Yeah.
I don't know that it gives dating. Yeah. Does it give dating?
It gives dating.
It gives like, you could tell people,
it's
oh, I got
dating,
a man.
Though. Like, it doesn't have to have a label. Like, it just gives... It can give dating because...
Just dating, casual dating, because but if, not that's your man.
Yeah, because if I like, if you're likable, okay, let's be real. We know money can like make you like someone a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's fun. It's, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if I can deal with you and you really are like trying to sponsor my life and you're sponsoring my life, I definitely can
why
date
not?
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm here for it all.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Yeah.
I'm here for it all.
Listen, I be telling the girls, get it how you can get it. Like, when I see girls be like sugar babies or like whatever, I be like, girl, listen, live your life.
You have
live
to.
Live while you young and while you pretty and while you getting it, get it.
You have one life to live, baby.
You got one life and you're not going to be 20-something forever.
At all.
So live your life, and if that's what you want for yourself, go ahead and do it, girl. Mm-hmm. Because, hey, if they want you for the looks and then you want them for the money... That seems like a nice transaction to me.
Mm-hmm, that's a nice contract.
And no, it really is. And sometimes you see girls and they're just like, bitch, you in Dubai? Bitch, you here? But I never see your company. I never see your business. I never see what the fuck you doing to get there. And I'll just be like, let me mind my own fucking business, okay? I really be like, let me shut my fucking... my girl. Sometimes I just be a hater. I just be like, oh, must be nice. Hey, life Jennings must be nice. Because I'll be like, I want that for me. I'm tired of working. I'll be like, there's no way that me being me and and look at how I look that I should be working. I'd be like, there's no fucking way possible. Mm-hmm. When this bitch. Not when this bitch is not working and not working. Girl, oh, the fuck out of here.
Some of them bitches be sucking toes and stuff, you know, so.
No, yeah, it can get real extreme.
Yeah, they go a little far. So just look at it like that.
No, yeah. Because you never know. Like, they could be in Dubai being a porta potty, like they mm-hmm. say. So, and you, the camos and then the poop on the back is at 10 p.m. So you never know. That's so true. But at least in Atlanta, it's like, I be complaining about working, but do I really work? I mean, I work in the clubs.
You're having fun. Like, when
I really work.
When I was in a club, like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that was the best. That was, like, the best time of my life. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I miss it, but that was the best time of my life. Why? Because I'm going to work. You know, most likely, I'm going to meet new people, you know, some fun people. I know I'm going to make money. Like, mm-hmm. compared to having a corporate job, I know at least on a slow night, I'm coming home with, like, $300.
On a slow night,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, and then most likely, like, if I'm feeling like I need to get a pep in myself, I'm going to have me a drink or two. Like, yeah. it's fun. Good music, good vibes. You meet good people. But sometimes it can get annoying. But overall, that was, like, the best time. I'm yeah. not going to lie.
Yeah. It does get draining. Just, like, even just, like, I worked last night till 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. It was so freaking slow. But I still made, like almost 400. It was, like, 3-something. And
that's
I was
good.
Like, yeah. It's, like, a slow Tuesday or whatever. But then it's just like, I had to be up at like 9 a.m. to get ready for this, you know, and now I'm doing this. So it's just like, but that's the thing. Like, it's very easy ways to make money in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that you are doing it for your purpose.
Exactly.
Because people will, they come here and they become bottle girls. They become strippers. They become this and that.
Can't
and then they
the
go
life.
Into Phipps every weekend. They go into, they're taking a trip every month. And every month they live in month to month. And it's just like, put that fucking money away, mm-hmm. girl. I even got to tell myself sometimes, like, no, bitch, you don't need that pair of shoes. Put a couple months' rent up or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, it's really so easy to get caught up in, like, the fast lifestyle in
because
Atlanta, too.
You know you're going to get the money back.
Because you know you're going to get it back. You know, and then I feel bad for the girls who maybe they're a bottle girl or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, I'm going to spend it because I'm going to get it back, and then they get fired or something. Bitch.
Now, what's she going to do? She going to get, not a sponsor, excuse me, she going to find a sugar daddy.
I mean, yeah, but do they all find a for real sponsor? No.
No.
So that's why the bottle girl to stripper pipeline is so wide.
Yeah.
Because once they can't do that anymore, or they be like, okay, I need a little bit extra money, like I need more and more money, you know, they go to Magic, and that's what, not saying, you know, because one thing about me, everybody know I love the strip clubs. I love dancers.
Too.
I love the strip clubs. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, that's why that happens, because you want more, more, more money every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, the fast money is almost, it's like a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because you get it so easily, but it's that much easier, you're losing it. Like, you're spending it just as fast as you're earning it.
They don't talk about, like, management, you know, in the clubs and stuff like that, because that's a whole nother thing. You got to either kiss their ass to keep your job and child. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to lie. I lost a few jobs because of that. And I quit a few jobs because of that. Because it's like, I'm just here to do my job. I'm just here to make some money. Why I got to kiss your ass?
One thing about it, the old bitches that work in a club, like once they be like, oh, they retire out of being a bottle girl because they too old. Now they in management. Girl, and now they management. And they bitter because they're not making as much money. They a little older. They see the new younger girls coming in and getting their money that they was making 10 years ago.
Girl, they be so jealous.
They be so bitter, so jealous. And I be trying to make life harder for you. And I, same like you, I've lost jobs. Mm. I've quit jobs. I got fired from jobs because I'm not going to kiss your ass. Who the fuck are you?
I'm just here to get my money.
I'm here to get my money and go. And you're so mad. You're mad because you were spending 3 days a week making maybe $3,000. And now you're spending 6 days a week making $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If even that. So I'll just be like, nah, don't take that shit out on me. Like, that's one thing about the clubs, too. Like, the staff that you'll work with, you'll either find, like, girls that are really like you, like-minded, or people that are just, like, you old and petty.
Mm-hmm.
Old and petty. Like, it's really crazy.
They just here. I had a, I don't know if I really want to say the club, but like it was owned by one of the Atlanta housewives. And I had a,
not me Googling Atlanta housewives. Clouds, oh my God.
And like, girl, like I used to really, I was a bartender there. Like I used to get my coin, like, you know, and then like I was one of the plus size girls, but people, like, they fucked with me. Like, yeah, you know, personality, things like that. I'm making good drinks, like, and I enjoyed going to work. Now, I say all this to say, you know how management is. Just turn around, turn around, turn around.
Yeah.
So we had a new manager. She was actually friends with the owner. Girl, I swear, I want to say it, but it's like, I don't want to be petty. But she just hated me for whatever reason. Like, she hated me. She wanted me to feel so insecure. That's another thing, too. You need to know who you are in the clubs, okay? Mm-hmm. You need to know who you are when you leave your door. You need to know who you are in the club.
Know what you're there for and know who you are. Yeah.
She wanted me to hate myself. Like, she wanted me to... She'll talk about, you know, my weight and things like that. But she was an ugly, old gremlin. Like, I'm not... Sorry, but she was. And it was like, man, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just here to make my money. But I just say all that to say, know who you are. Don't let people discourage you. Go to work. Make your money. And fuck these hating assholes. That's
seriously
all I
say. Yeah. Like, yeah. Atlanta has a lot of fast money, but you got to know what your goal is going into it. Get your money and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Seriously, because you're not going to be able to work the clubs your whole life.
You can't.
I'm going on 3 years and I'm sick of the shit already. Like, I could do it a few more years, but I'm sick of this shit already.
What are you really sick of, though?
I'm sick of the late nights. I'm someone that I love getting up and being up like 8:30, 9 a.m., like going to the gym, going to a class, getting shit done. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting off work 3 a.m., not getting in the bed till 4 a.m., that shit, you know, it affects your sleep schedule.
Your body.
Yeah. And, if I'm just being honest, like, it's number one is the time. And then number two is just like we said, the people in there.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't many people that really be in there to get their money and go. Like, they either enjoy it too much or they're fucking miserable in there and they want you to be miserable too.
I mean, seriously.
Like, just let me work and get the fuck. Like, that's, seriously.
That's all I'm here for.
No, for real. Like, oh my gosh. I really want to know who you're talking about.
I can't get into it. Like, okay, so because I okay, this is my experience. So it's not I don't need a disclaimer. This is my experience.
Yes,
I actually went through this. So I used to work for Nene Leakes.
Okay,
and there was a woman who was her. I can't even think of her name. But anyway, she hated me. She just hated me from my toes to my head, child. Like, we got into an argument. She was like, oh, because you have 5 stomachs, you should hate yourself. And
what the fuck is wrong with people?
I was like, bitch, I can have as many stomachs as I want. I can go get a tummy tuck. You need to fix your face. Oh, you're ugly.
That ass.
I said, God gave you that face. Like, it was just a lot. But see, I'm getting real. I'm not trying to get real hoods. But seriously, it was just petty. Like, so I just say all that to say, I had to quit the job because I felt like I was being harassed.
When you were working Nene's club, that shit was like, it wasn't even in Atlanta, right?
Nah, that shit was
in. Did people actually come out there? Like,
girl, they did.
Damn.
That's the crazy part.
Because it was her.
It was her. They came
I went to Nene's club.
Yeah, she was there every single
shut
night.
The fuck up.
She ain't play.
No.
She was outside. But, yeah, it was in, like, Duluth.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. It was in Duluth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, in Atlanta, you're never going to find, like, a scarcity of, like, clubs, lounges, and stuff to go to. But sometimes I'll be like, I wish there was more of just, like, a different vibe here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like whenever you talk about going out here, it's always, oh, like, what club we're going to go to? Like, and then it's just, like, even the clubs here, it's not like... They say that sections have ruined the club culture. And it's just like, you can't even be like, oh, yeah, I'm bored. Let's go out to a club. Like, oh, like, where's your deposit? Like, who did you go? It's just like, it's so complicated to even get your section to go to the club. And then you have to get a section to even sit down.
Yeah.
Like, what happens to people just like going out and dancing? Like, is that a thing anymore? Even though I'm not gonna be on the dance floor, you know. You know, but I'm just saying, like, you know how when we were a young girl and we saw the movies and people in a club and they really dance. I'm just like, that's how I thought were gonna be like, and it's not like that. Like, people got their bottles, they shaking ass and they sections, and that's really it. Like, that's the most you're gonna get.
I don't think we're gonna get that back though.
I don't think so either.
Now I wish I had it, because I'm not going to lie. I can see myself, you know, going to like a salsa club or something like that.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that bag.
Because the clubs are money hungry here. There are a lot of things in Atlanta that give just money hungry.
How do you feel about hearing about the clubs that when you get a section and then if you're not there at a certain time, they resell the section? Girl, that is crazy. That's some crazy shit there.
Everywhere I've ever worked, they wait for you. Like, they'll wait like 45 minutes an hour. Mm-hmm. But if it's busy and you, somebody is begging for this section. I work so many places that people will be like, listen, I'm going to give you a couple hundred extra just so we can sit down. Like, fuck all that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, people, they're going to want the money. Like, so, yeah, fuck them. You're in Atlanta. Like, the traffic, you should be like, okay, I paid $1,000 for this section. I'm getting this section. Like, I'm not going to be late.
Like, bitch, you should have knew.
You should have knew. And you did. But you thought we were going to hold it for you, and you was wrong. Now you showing up with your birthday hat on and shit. Now you don't got nowhere to sit. No, bitch. Okay, now you can go to the bar. Like, yeah. Oh, well. I mean, fuck them. That, I don't really think that's, like, so much money hungry. Mm-hmm. That's just people. That's just black folk just being late. But one example of money hungry that you will find in the clubs, though, are the girls that work there. Just like, I wouldn't say so much like taking advantage, but they're just, even me working, I've seen examples of people really getting over and just like the bad customer service and just not caring about, because one thing that you're not going to experience in the Atlanta clubs is good customer service.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. You don't go to the clubs for good customer service, mm-hmm. or even really good food. I mean, you go for the liquor, the vibes, the DJ, and to look cute. Mm-hmm. That's what you go for. And people be on TikTok or they be making their videos talking about the bad experience I had at this club. Girl, what the fuck do you want?
You knew.
Like,
and then, like,
you ain't buy a section. Now you mad because you and your four friends had to get y'all Long Islands up and y'all hook up and go. Like, now it's just like, you know you in Atlanta, hun. Like, you know how it is. Like, come on now.
Now you gotta pack it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you wasn't going to no 5-star fucking Michelin restaurant. Like,
I would say when it comes down to being in a club, like, you need your section.
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I'm not just standing around. Like, I don't want to just stand around, especially like if I'm gonna have heels on or whatever the case may be. But you need your section. Like, just, or stay home if you can't afford it. Just stay home.
I was gonna say one thing about it. If I'm in Atlanta, I'm not going out if I don't have a section. Mm-hmm. And I've told my friends, I was like, don't invite me out unless there's a section involved. No, like, seriously. Like, I don't like to be within the masses, mm-hmm. and every nigga thinking he could talk to you. Like, no, I want to be a little level up and I want to be a little exclusive.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck? I didn't, like, get all cute to just, like, be standing around, like, next to somebody who's trying to fucking, no.
What the,
like,
fuck,
no,
is he doing?
No. But that's the thing, like, the section culture in Atlanta is really, the purpose of it is to make people feel special.
Yeah.
It's not so much even about the money aspect. I mean, people, you know, the clubs want to make their money, but it's really, people will buy those overpriced bottles. Mm-hmm. They'll buy a $250 bottle for $1,000 because they want to feel exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole premise of it, is to feel special. Like, oh, like, the sparklers are coming out and y'all niggas ain't getting no, where y'all fucking sparklers at? My sparkler's right here. Like, that's the whole point of the whole club culture. And I feel like, damn, like, Atlanta really is all about flexing.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you really not doing shit unless somebody else can see it. Damn near. I don't know.
I feel like it really is a show-out city. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That's another thing that attracted me to the city, like, because it's like, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm okay, so me being from New Orleans, we have, like, they have something called, like, Uptown and then Downtown. Mm-hmm. So I'm from Uptown.
Okay.
If you ask someone, like, about an Uptown person, they're going to tell you they like the stunt.
Okay.
So it's, you know, like,
so that was your culture anyway. Yeah, you was like, brought up stunting. Like, you was like, yeah. That's the name of the game.
This is the type of shit I like to do. So okay. I'm not even gonna lie. Like yeah. I like it. Like now I don't like really like arrogant shit, but I like all that.
Okay.
Like show out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you found it easy to like make like friends, make connections here? Like how has that been?
Well, when I was working in a club, yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, like with my clients from social media, yeah. But if I'm not really going out, no. Like I feel like everybody here is kind of, I don't want to say everybody, but majority of everybody I have met kind of give like opportunities where it's like, what can you do or what can I do to benefit one another? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Which nothing is wrong with that because we are at a stage, like I wish I can meet more females and males. Where I can feel like, hey, we have really built this type of friendship and yeah. I can get a little vulnerable with you if I want to, but it's kind of just giving like, can you help me make some money? Like, what you doing next? Where you work? Like, you know, where you work, whatever, or who you been around. It's just like, girl, I don't have time. I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm being mooched off of like, so yeah.
Do you feel like the people here are less genuine?
Yes.
I can see that. I mean, I feel like anywhere where people are always trying to come up
mm-hmm.
and everyone knows somebody, everyone wants to name drop. One thing about Atlanta, niggas love to name drop. I don't mm-hmm. care who the fuck your cousin is, pay your fucking bill right now. Like oh my gosh, like working in a club, people would be like, you know, my cousin is Rugs, and you know, and I'd be like, I don't give a fuck, my nigga, is he paying the bill or are you in front of me right now?
Give me your
fucking card and get the fuck out. Like, that really be, I'd be like, yo, like, people love to say who they know here. And I'd be mm-hmm. like, that is so lame. Like,
it's
the
weird.
Lamest thing you can do is name drop to
mm-hmm.
me. Because it's like, I can name drop too, but I don't because I don't feel like anyone is more special than me to where I have to bring them up to make me feel like I'm
better.
More important.
Yes.
But people
yes.
feel like that. Like, mm-hmm. that shit just be low self-esteem. Like, I could never. I could never verbally tell people that I feel like I'm not good enough, so now I gotta bring somebody else mm-hmm. up in conversation for you to be impressed.
I really wanna be like, impressed. Who cares? I'm not impressed. Like, yes, who cares?
Like, stop talking. Like, stop talking right fucking now. Cause there are really those people. I remember I was serving this one person and I was literally like serving them their bottle or like pouring them shots. I forgot what the fuck we were doing, but out of fucking nowhere, he was like, you know, I'm so-and-so cousin. And I just looked at him and I was just like, oh. And then I went back to pouring their shots. Because I'm just like, what did you want me to say about that? Like, oh, I was so confused.
What was supposed to be the reaction?
I was so confused. I was just like, oh, okay.
Nice to meet you.
I didn't even say that because it's not fucking nice to meet you because now you're a fucking poser. Like, you want to be attached to somebody. So, and then the person that they fucking told me about wasn't even a fucking A-list celebrity. I'm like, bitch, you want to be attached to a fucking D-list celebrity so bad that you just bring them up in like random conversation. I was mm-hmm. just like, people in Atlanta are fucking weirdos. Mm-hmm. And then I was telling another server about it. And she was like, girl, he told me the same thing. Not you.
Oh my God.
I was like, you niggas are fucking mentally ill. Like, no, this shit cannot be real life. Someone was saying that Atlanta is a social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit, I feel like Atlanta just, it pushes buttons, it pushes boundaries just to see how far it could go.
Yep.
Like, right now, is hookah in a spot? Who knows? Like, the bottle girls might come out the fucking back with the fucking, who fucking knows? Like, they just keep, my friend lives in these condos in Buckhead, and she told me that her rooftop pool does bottle service now.
Girl, what?
I was like, the place that you fucking pay rent at wants you to pay for bottle service too at your own fucking
pool.
That's
funny. I'm not gonna lie. That's funny.
I'm sick of the shit. I'm sick of the shit. Like, y'all niggas is getting over too much.
They going a little far.
Like, damn, can we get a vibe that's just like, I just want to go out and get a drink and look cute and not be accosted at fucking the valet for 10... Actually...
Well, they're not saying $10.
Let's talk about this. Valet is out of fucking control. Valet in Atlanta is out of fucking control because there is no fucking way possible you're charging me $40 to park in a fucking plaza fucking parking lot.
Niggas is putting on black shirts
and saying they are that late.
They got them fucking yellow fluorescent fucking vests. I'm about to... Juicy
Might
Crab.
As well.
Juicy motherfucking Crab is a club now. They got hookahs. They got the DJ. They got twerking.
Oh,
they got
I did see that. The
Juicy Crab on Howell Mill is a fucking club now. You niggas need to be stopped.
First of all, who thought it was a good idea to have a hookah with seafood? That's nasty.
If I see somebody's ass cheeks next to my fucking shrimp, I'm going off. I'm Stop this madness right fucking now. Like, I don't need to see this shit everywhere I go. Like, you see ass shaking at brunch. You see ass shaking during a day party. You see ass shaking at night. You see ass shaking at the after hours. Then you got the go-go dancers coming out. You got the strippers coming out. I see other girls' ass cheeks more than I see my own. Hmm. Stop with the ass cheeks. I'm sick of it. Let's put on a dress.
That's gonna
Enough
be worse.
With the booty shorts. Let's put on a dress.
The maxi dress is going to be worse.
Let's put on a dress. I don't care if I see it under the dress.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's going to
I don't care if I see the under the dress. But the actual bare ass cheek, I'm sick of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got ashy ankles. Your ass is out. Ooh. You stay here at the fucking bar. You've been here 3 hours. Go home.
Aren't you tired?
You're not tired. That ass is not tired yet. I'm sick. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of ass shaking. I'm sick of bottomless mimosas. I'm sick of watermelon mint hookahs. Like, I'm sick of the whole. I'm sick of the whole thing.
You gotta throw blueberry mint in there too.
Blueberry mint, love 66. I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of it. Let's do something new, Atlanta. Because we need a new vibe. But people really be coming here like, I never get that vibe. Like, people that live in LA mm-hmm. or they live in fucking Denver, I don't fucking know. They be like, oh, Atlanta got ass shaking during brunch? What? I'm coming here for the ass shaking.
They love it.
Yeah, they really love it. I mean, hey, I don't know. I don't really feel like that's indicative of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we see that once a trend gets set, how far we can take it.
Yeah.
And people will just keep eating it up. Like, I mean, as long as they making money, who am I?
I was just about to say that.
They're going
to
be like, you just a hating asshole. I guess I am. I mean, I don't fucking know. Because if I had a club or a lounge, it'd be the same shit, you know? Everybody here, they want to come and, like, open, like, a club or a lounge. Like, okay, let's open another rooftop pool. We only got one here.
You doing bottle service?
If they had a rooftop pool, I would do bottle service there. If it gave, like, a little nice, like, Tulum vibe,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we only got one rooftop pool, and we should have more of that in Atlanta. Like, that's more of what I want to see. Let's give grown and sexy for once.
I will say, so I just came from LA, and LA has just a whole bunch of just rooftop bars. So I can see someone coming from LA, and when they come down here, it's just like a whole type different world, right? But when you, do you ever, like, when you go out of town or go out of the country, do you ever, like, see yourself missing the ass shaking and the bottle service and all that? Just say you go out of town for a long period of time.
No. Because when I travel, I know that I'm going to get a different vibe.
Yeah.
And when I travel, I purposely, like, will travel, like, Monday through Friday. And then, mm-hmm. of course, you know, I'll work, you know, on the weekend. So I'll always travel, like, Sunday or Monday through Friday or whatever and come back and work. And then when I'm out traveling, I purposefully don't go to the clubs or the lounges because I'm just like, I'm never going to get a better experience of clubbing and seeing the whole experience in Atlanta anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to waste my time being anywhere else when I can just, I'll go back home and I'll be working in that shit mm-hmm. this weekend. So when I travel, I really try to get away and just get
more relaxed,
a different vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, relax, go see some different shit, go to a museum. I don't fucking know. Just do the shit that you know.
You really want to do here.
Yeah, definitely.
We have it. Well, some of it. But you just wouldn't do it here.
No, I mean, I do that. You know, I go to, like, you know, like, High, mm-hmm. the High Museum. Yeah, like, yeah. I do shit like that, like, whenever I can, like, because I always work on the weekends when they have, you know, their events and stuff.
All that shit just be so packed. That's another thing. Every time you go somewhere here, it's packed to capacity. Like, I feel like the festival, like, everything, I don't know, maybe I'm just accustomed to, like, in New Orleans, like, I can go where I want at any time of the day
mm-hmm.
and kind of still have a good time.
Okay.
Only thing I would say, like, being here, I know I need a reservation. Don't get me wrong, I do love that too, because it's like, I know when I walk in, okay, boom. But you know, you can't do anything last minute. And
you can't.
I don't really like that. Like, and then when I do walk in a place, it's just so packed. I'm like, girl, like, everybody thought about going here when I thought about going here.
Another thing they say about Atlanta is that nobody got a job.
Nobody.
That's why the traffic is so bad at 12 p.m. I'd be like, y'all niggas not working. Y'all in Home Goods with me right now? Go the fuck to work. Nobody got a real job here. No one's working a 9 to 5.
That's really the truth.
Niggas are out 24/7. I'd be like, damn, like, any hour of the day, it could be 5 a.m., it could be 5 p.m., it could be 12. Niggas are out. I'll be like, I could be in Petco and it's packed. Why the fuck is y'all niggas here buying turtles at fucking 1 p.m. on a Wednesday?
Go home.
Nobody got no jobs here. Everybody's an entrepreneur. Everybody out making their moves. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, damn. That's why it's always packed, because nobody want to work a regular job. I mean, I don't either. Right. So, I mean, I'm just saying, that's me too. Right. I'm complaining because they be like, okay, bitch, you out too.
Like, I'm tired of traffic. I want y'all to stay home.
No, dead ass. It's almost like there used to be like a little period of just like, as long as you were like out and then home before 4,
yeah,
you were like, okay. But now it's like, you could be out at 1 p.m. dead ass and there's traffic, and I'd be like, yo, this is not regular.
I feel like after COVID, like, people just said, fuck it. Yeah, fuck being inside. Like, yeah. I'm outside.
Fuck it.
Like,
permanently outside.
Yes.
And can we talk about how much outside costs here?
Girl.
Because me, as a woman who can walk into, like, you know, a lounge or something, and people will pay for my shit, even with that happening, I'm still coming out of pocket at least $150.
Yep.
There's no such thing as me leaving the house in Atlanta and spending less than $100. Even if I'm only out a couple hours, there's no such thing as that. Because by the time you park, you get a couple $20 drinks, you get some food, and then, okay, like, you split a hookah with your friends, and then y'all not going home after that. You're like, okay, what's the next move? There is no outside as a, for a woman in Atlanta, outside is a minimum of $150. For a man, outside, $350.
Yeah, I would say like $300-$400.
Yeah. Now, if it's outside, a stack. Easy.
Very much.
For a man, yeah. But just like a calm outside, $300.
Yeah.
Some places, they won't even let you fucking sit down without a bottle. So you're dead ass. Like, you ain't got no choice. You already drove here. You already paid to park. You already paid to get in.
Might as well.
Might as well. Like, dead ass. They trap you into that shit.
We already here.
They trap you into it. Because you're not getting your money back. At the door, you're not getting your money back. Back from valet, like, they trap you into that shit. No, dead ass. It's really crazy how much living costs. I'd be like, damn, I didn't ask to be here. You want me to pay every single day? Because there is very rarely a day that I'm existing and not spending money.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter what happens.
It don't matter. If I want to see my friends, I'm spending money. If I want, I mean, it's an epidemic. I mean, ever since eggs done went up.
Eggs is $6.
Ever since people was complaining about them eggs. Now they was like, oh, y'all niggas complaining about eggs? Watch this.
Everything.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to be like Rick Ross. I need a farm or something.
No, dead ass. I'm about to get some land like Rick Ross, get some chickens. Dead ass. Get some chickens, get a couple cows.
Yeah, but I just need like one or two cows. I'll be all right.
Yeah, because cows is real big and they're expensive. But yeah, I would have some chickens. Honestly, I've always wanted to have like farmland and have like goats and stuff and have like sheep. I've always wanted sheep. About sheep.
I think I like deer. Out of all animals.
But they're not gonna stay with you though.
I know.
They gotta run away.
They're just like pretty to look at.
They are.
So, but that's about it. What you gonna do with the sheep?
I've always had this fantasy of like having kids, and I don't even want kids, so that's why it's a fantasy. I've always had this fantasy of like having a farm, having kids, and having sheep, and shearing my sheep every summer and making my kids clothing out of the yarn. That's always been a thing of mine. And I'm just like, girl, like, you will never do that. So why are you even thinking about this? But I've always thought it was like a cute idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something cute to think about, but really do. Because I
really
feel like
knitting and yarn and...
I mean, if my husband was out making a lot of money, I would stay home and like knit clothes.
Well.
Yeah, why not? Definitely.
I mean, maybe some socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like a little bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Cute.
I'll make like disposable diapers and shit.
Then all of a sudden you have a business.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. And you make money off of that. See, that was my whole plan. Have sheep. First, have a husband. catch a husband, catch some sheep, and just stay at home and knit if I wanted to. Knit and drink.
Having a husband, fine. I got a husband.
You do? Mm-hmm. You married? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Good for you. Good for you.
We're talking about childhood fantasies. I'm not going to lie. I never pictured myself being a wife.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I always pictured myself child and big old condo. Just living my life. Like, me. I don't want to even say single, but I just never pictured me being a wife, at all.
Why? Because you always just, like, wanted to be, like, in the city, just, like, doing your thing, like...
That, too. And then, I just always wanted to get money. Like...
Okay.
And coming up in the hood, watching Disney, I just always wanted to be around the palm trees and in a convertible and doing, like, that was my... I had a Barbie dream. I'm going to be honest with you. I had, like, a Barbie dream.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it was like... Child, I don't, no wedding dress, none of that. It's just me, Chanel's, and things like that. That's what I saw.
You envision, like, the boss, like, babe, like,
yes.
Businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I never envisioned that for myself.
What was it for you?
Being a rich housewife.
Mm.
I always envisioned marrying well because I knew I never wanted to work.
I know that's
never
right.
A day in my life have I ever been motivated to work. Never.
I can agree, but I just feel like I always wanted to have my own money. Like, I just always wanted to have my own money. Now, how I got it, I don't know. But, well, I know now how I'm getting out of a plan now. But when I was young, I never knew how I was going to have this money. I just knew I wanted to be rich. But I wanted to... I don't want to say alone. I just didn't see myself with nobody.
Yeah.
Like, but then maybe that can have, like... Maybe it's because it could be childhood trauma, like, because I didn't, you know, like, my mom, she's not married. Mm. She was married, but she's not married. So maybe it's that.
Okay.
But it was just like, I'm going to be doing my own thing.
Yeah.
When I want to.
Yeah.
Gone when I want to. Spending money when I want to.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. But, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving now. I see my path now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I was just like, I knew I was going to have money, but I didn't give a fuck if I made it or if he made it. Because when he makes it, it's mine anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my money. Yeah, like, yeah, I just always wanted to, like, marry into money.
I know that's right.
That was just always a goal of mine. And obviously, I have not done that. And I'm just making money for myself.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm manifesting it for 2024. Yes. Are y'all, like, planning on staying in Atlanta? Like, living here?
So, honestly, yeah. But we also want to move to L.A. Like, we really, really... We love LA. So,
really?
Yeah, it's giving like property here and property there. But for now, raising kids, like whenever that happens.
Yeah.
But raising kids out here, but I feel like LA is also in the plan. So it's either here or there.
Everyone wants to move to LA now. At first, it was Atlanta, and then everyone wanted to move to Houston, and now everyone wants to go to LA. I get it, though. I would move to L.A. if I had, like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Atlanta unless I become a millionaire so I can live very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to live in Miami or New York City or L.A. like a normal fucking peasant. No. I'm going to live very much well.
You gotta have
Or I'm just going to, like, stay in Atlanta. And I'm living, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, decently here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But once I get married, then we going to have that real money. I'm waiting for my future husband to come and take me away from all of this. Take me away from
all of this. This is me sprinkling the manifestation of the stars.
I need it all, definitely. Oh, my gosh. But honestly, Atlanta for me right now is just it. Like, it's just it. I don't feel like it's slowing down. Like, I don't feel like... I feel like more shit's coming here.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm, like, making connections and, like, networking and, like, my shit is just, like, going up, I'm just like, yeah, I'll stay here.
Yeah.
At least for now. Because I could even see myself, like, buying a house, like, in Buckhead, like, if I had the money. So, yeah, that's it for me. Maybe we'll have, like, a house in Buckhead and then we'll have our property and I can, like, actually have my sheep and just no kids. Sheep, no kids.
Sheep, no kids.
Sheep, no kids. Because I can, I'll still make the clothes. And just sell them on Etsy.
I was just about to say that. Sell them on Etsy.
And sell them on Etsy.
They shop down on Etsy.
Oh, people love Etsy.
Etsy, Amazon, child.
Yeah. That could be a millionaire selling shit off of like setting up a Pinterest page, selling your stuff on Etsy and Amazon storefront. There's so many ways to make money now. It's really crazy. Yeah. Really, if
you can sell anything.
If niggas are broke, that's 100% they fault.
Mm-hmm.
It is your fault because the way that there is just every, you could really have like four different streams of income and not really work. You know, do work yourself nothing. That hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you broke, I'd be like, that's your fucking fault and I don't feel bad for you. Like, you did that to yourself. You know
how... I'm going to say something, okay?
You know how they be like, oh, like, I'm not going to give a homeless white guy my money because you're white and you're a man. You had every opportunity to make money, so why the fuck are you... That's how I feel about people that are broke in general. Like, you had every fucking chance to make money. Like, you a white man. You had every luxury afforded to you.
I don't want
to
work either. I'm with you.
Like, seriously.
You don't
like,
want to work. I don't want to work either.
Seriously. Yeah. The thing is, you don't got to... There is no 9-to-5 pathway no more. Like, if that's what you want to do, perfect. But you don't have to do that anymore. Like, there's just so many ways. And Atlanta shows you. Like, Atlanta is just like... They got the map. Like, it has the map that has different roadways to, like, making your money. You could do this. Vending machines, clubs, and all that different type of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, entrepreneurship is just
drop
so heavy.
Shipping.
If
like,
you ain't making money, that's your fucking fault.
You don't even have to buy products. Like, you literally can go to y'all know, Alibaba.
You can just be a reseller.
Right.
It's just so many easy ways to do it. So I just
sell
be like...
Sell chargers. Sell water. Like, sell napkins.
If you fucked up, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period. That's all it is. And I love Atlanta for showing me that Black people live well and they're doing it within means, you know, because there's always going to be like drug dealers, scammers, whatever. And people always, you know, or, you know, athletes and musicians. But it's just like, no, like regular people are living well and they're doing it legally. And it's Black people.
Yes.
And they're just living a great life.
Yes.
Definitely.
I love it.
I love it, too. Well... That's it, you guys. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Gotti, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I love talking about Atlanta. I feel like there's 1,000 things to talk about this city. Like, seriously, there's just so many just, like, nuances and people that live here. And just, like, you could talk about it 1,000 different fucking ways.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting living here. I love it. I love this shit.
I love it, too.
Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you later. Bye.